Zvachim chapter 2, Mishnah 5. So in the last Mishnah, we were talking about that he does one action with an outside of time intention, one of the four, and he does another action with a different invalidating intention, outside of place, different sacrifice. Okay, this Mishnah is going to go into what happens if he performs one action with two different intentions. That's also going to be, okay, so we'll see. So this is Lechol Kazas. He performs one of the four sacrificial acts, intending to eat an olive's bulk, b'chutz, outside. So that's an outside of place intention. The Kazas Lemachar, and also to eat another olive's bulk, outside of time. So as he's slaughtering this animal, you can picture the coin. He's slaughtering the animal, and he's thinking to himself, I'm going to eat one olive's bulk of this animal's flesh outside of the courtyard, and then I'm going to eat another olive's bulk of this animal flesh tomorrow. Right? That's what he's thinking as he's slaughtering the animal. So that's what we're going to see is it's pasul of engbo karis, but it's not, doesn't take on the high level of karis. Or the other way around, kazas lemacha kazas b'chutz, doesn't matter which kazas he's going to do wrong first, right? Does he intend to eat the first kazas outside of its place or outside of its time? It doesn't matter, right, which one he has first. Or, another example, kechetzi zas v'chutz v'chetzi zas l'machar, chetzi zas l'machar, chetzi zas l'chutz. Or, as he's slaughtering the animal, he's thinking to himself, I'm going to eat half an olive's bulk of this animal outside of its place, and I'm going to eat another half of an olive's bulk outside of its time. So those two add together, and pasul v'ein bo karis. The animal is forbidden, but if you eat of its flesh, you do not get the karis offering, because there's two problems over there, not just one problem. Amar Rebbe Yehuda Ze'aklal, Rebbe Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama. He says, no, this is the principle. Im machsheves hazman kadma lemachsheves hamakom. If his outside of time intention came first. So as he's slaughtering the animal, he's thinking, I'm going to eat the first kazas, the first olive's bulk, outside of the allotted time. And the next kazas, the next olive's bulk, I'm going to eat outside of its place. So that's pigul. He says that is pigul, because his first intention was the time intention, the chamalav kares. The im machsheves hamakom kadma lemachsheves hazman. But if the outside of place intention came first, that's pasul, it's still invalid, the ein bo karis, but karis doesn't apply to it. So he disagrees with the first opinion. The chomim omrim, the rabbis disagree. Ze v'ze pasul v'ein bo karis. No, so the rabbis. If you've got two things wrong, it's forbidden, but it's not the karis prohibition, and it doesn't matter which came first. Right? It doesn't matter which came first, so the rabbis. So they disagree with Rebbe Yehuda. And then last case of this Mishnah, lechol kechetzi zas, lahakter kechetzi zas. While he's slaughtering the animal, this priest, he's got intention to eat half an olive's bulk and to burn half an olive's bulk outside of time. So he's slaughtering the animal, he's thinking, half an olive's bulk I'm going to eat outside of the temple. And half an olive's bulk I'm going to eat tomorrow. So that's kosher. The animal is kosher. Because until he has intention to eat an olive's bulk, he hasn't transgressed the invented. Often, when it comes to the laws of forbidden eating, until you eat an olive's bulk, you have a quantity. There's a minimum quantity, and here he never had intention for the minimum quantity, and therefore he hasn't forbidden the animal. And even though he had two halves, right, half and half. But in this case, the half and the half doesn't make a whole. Why? Because half is with one invalidating intention, and half is with another invalidating intention. Because the half was with an outside of time intention, and the half and olive's bulk with an outside of place intention. So the two don't add up. So that's kosher. She'ein achila v'aktara mitztarfin. Because eating and burning do not combine. And that is the halacha.